This is Scar Shaver reporting. This is Scar Shaver Report. Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Shaver Report. We're on SoundCloud. We're also on iTunes and on YouTube, and we have a website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. Shout out to Raw on the boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby, for putting this all together. Okay, so we don't have an icebreaker question this week, but we have 5 minutes to talk about something, okay? And I thought that this topic would be perfect because I talk about this celebrity all the time. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I have certain celebrities that I really respect for exposing evil and telling their fans the truth. And you guys might know who I'm about to talk about. She just got her new show, it's like a revamp of her old show. You already know who I'm talking about. We're talking about Roseanne Barr, okay? Now, yes, if you guys know who this is, if you're a truther, right? Or you just respect truth, or you understand truth, or you want to know the truth, you probably have heard of her before. She's known for talking about different things in Hollywood, and she's known for talking about MKUltra. She actually ran for presidency before. A lot of people don't know that. And then, you know, like, she's one of the people that I respect in Hollywood. Like, Woody Harrelson, he talks about GMOs and stuff. I really respect Roseanne Barr. But then yesterday, I saw an article where they were basically trying to drag her through the mud, you know, because she's talking about Roseanne. Well, here's this headline from CNN. We ain't even gonna read the article because it's just not worth reading. Roseanne tweets support of Trump conspiracy theory confuses Twitter. Are you serious? You know, when I saw that she had her show back, I was like, wow. Like, I kind of felt there was gonna be some sort of ulterior motive to, know, drag her through the mud, or at least attempt to. Very sad stuff, people. I mean, I respect her so much. I really do. And then some people can say, oh, she's controlled opposition, yada, 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 yada. Well, anyone who, you know, puts MKUltra out like that, exposes it like that, I mean, you think what you want to think, but I really respect her for that, because you're putting your life on the line. And the pedophilia, too, that she was talking about, too. You know, just the other day, Corey Feldman got hospitalized, and I saw on his Instagram or whatever that he had, like, a needle puncture in his arm or whatever, and he was like, oh, they tried to take me down again, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, you know, I think that Corey Feldman is someone that I really respect. I mean, I'm respected for the pedophilia stuff, but, like, everybody knows that, and also at the same time, why did he need all that money? You know, of course, lawyers and stuff, that costs a lot, but, like, really that much money? You remember when he was trying to scrounge up that money for this documentary or whatever? That was kind of, I don't know, that was kind of ridiculous to me. I mean, it really, really depends. But, I mean, I think, you know, I respect her for exposing the truth. I mean, am I a fan of her, like, as so, like, do I respect the fact that she supports Trump or whatever. I think Trump is, you know, not on our side. He may seem like it, but if you, you know things, you know that, you know, presidents are just a piece in the whole game, okay? And do I respect her, career and her talent? Personally, I'm not a big fan of her comedy. I don't think she's that funny, but I do respect her for exposing the truth. But anyway, let's get into our next topic, or into our first topic, rather. Remember, callers calling at 678-603-4393, and we're going to be talking about boredom. Being that it's spring break, man, a lot of these kids in my generation, I find fault with them so much because they can have all this technology. Since you said, LOL, you don't think she's that funny. I really don't. She's kind of like one of those comedians that, like, you know, I don't think she's, you know, all that. I think I'm funnier than her. Oh, man. But anyway, we're going to talk about boredom because, you know, it's spring break. People in my generation, I find fault with them a lot because they can have all this technology, all the money in the world, but are still doing nothing with their lives. I don't understand it. You know, I've had people DM me throughout the week talking about, oh, you want to hang? Or, I'm bored. Can we go out somewhere? Or, you know, or I've heard people say, I'm so bored, on their DM me or hit me up, like, on the stories and shit. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you guys, I don't understand my generation. It's like, you could have everything. You could do whatever you wanted with your time, and you find nothing. Like, I never understood that, and it's just mind-boggling to me because you can have all the time, all the money, all the resources in the world, and you find yourself bored. You can pick up a book and educate yourself. Come on now. You can read. Wow. You can watch a documentary. You can listen to some music. You can vibe out. You know, you can. What is wrong with my generation, people? Like, you can paint, you can pick up a pencil and start writing a book or write about your day. I mean, man, you can sit down and watch a movie and, you know, oh my goodness, I cannot even, guys. Like, sometimes I get really pissed because people don't have hobbies anymore. Like, I just don't get it. Like, you could start making candles for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, there's so much to do now. And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, hunt fish, you know, make traps, you know, learn how to garden. What do you do with your, like, how do you have so much free time and do nothing with it? Like, I don't understand. I've been sitting here before the show working on this painting, and I mean, there's so much stuff you could do, and it's like, that's one of the pet peeves. And I'm just letting you guys know, most of this night is, I'm not political commentating today. The first part was, but, like, there's not much. I just felt like today, you know, it's Easter, let me just kind of rant about, you know, whatever, because this isn't, like, a political show. Like, I can talk about whatever, because, you know, I'm a teen. I don't have to talk about political stuff all the time, or just, you know, truth or stuff all the time, conspiracy theories, you know what I'm saying? But that's the one thing that always, I cannot understand it. You know, you can't take up photography and art, learn how to play, you know, an instrument. I mean, geez, and you out here got people, you know, selling drugs on the low, and, you know, all this other crazy stuff that kids should not be getting into, and you're going to tell me you're bored, and, I mean, what? I mean, there's so much to do, like, talk to people, you know, you could hang out, you know, But there's so much. This is why people wonder why I never leave my house and why I always turn down, like, oh, no, I really don't want to go out today. Sometimes I do, like, today I went out for a bit, shop. You know, that's the only time I ever go out is if I shop or if I eat. Those are the only two times I would leave my house. Or, you know, in the springtime, which, that's another thing. You know, they say it's going to be snowing tomorrow and, New Jersey, New York, 6 inches, people, in the beginning of April. You heard that right. But the only other time I'll get out is, like, if I want to plant or garden or run out in the back or, you know, shoot some hoops. That's the only time I'll ever go outside because I've got so much I could do on the inside of my house. Like, I've got books on the shelves, you know, my bookcase is filled to the brim, and this is so sad. Like, kids, I know there's kids out there that have the exact same scenario, and they just do nothing with anything in their life. Like, they could have all the resources in the world and do nothing with it. You know, I've got canvases, paint. Oh my goodness! If someone ever went into my room, they think that a tornado hit. Because there's so much stuff in there that I don't know what's, like, I've got so much stuff I could do. And kids my age are really out here bored, and it gets me so upset. It gets me so mad that kids are falling into the trap of all this other nonsense. It's nonsensical, okay, to do all this crazy stuff that could get your ass in trouble, and then you've got all this other stuff you could be doing, and you choose that. It's really annoying. Really annoying. Oh my god, we're not even gonna read this comment. We're not even gonna read this comment. Okay, we're not even gonna read this one. It's funny as hell, but this is another thing, and it's a joke about, you know, something that a lot of teenagers do. I'm not even gonna bring this joke up because I know people listening in, and I'm not gonna read this, but it's true. A lot of kids do that, and I'll be in the locker room, and you know, you always got those teenage girls. I'm like, oh, he was. I'm not even blanking me down. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you. And you out here, you got so much stuff. You got books. You got homework that you didn't do, girl. I'm gonna get on your ass. Oh my god. Man, this is what I'm saying. I tell you, some of these parents out here, I'm telling you, if I was a parent out here in this generation, oh my god, you would have to go through me about everything. These girls out here are a bunch of hoes. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And that's what they do when they're bored. They hit their acquaintance up and I'm gonna hang out, like, that type of shit. Oh my goodness, this is why I don't hang out with girls or no hoe ass guys. You know, I don't hang out with hoe ass guys, I'm telling you. But when they're bored, that's what they do nowadays. Like, you got so much stuff to do, educate yourself. I'm talking to some of these girls, and they don't, in the DMs, they don't even know how to spell there, and there. Are you kidding me? Okay, anyway, woo, man, I'm going off. Anyway, we're gonna talk about our next topic, which kind of ties in with this, and like current event stuff that I want to talk about, because you know I am a teenager. I'm really a fangirl. If you check my account way before I was talking about all this political stuff, man, I'm a big fangirl of some stuff. But anyway, remember, callers calling at 678-603-4393, and our next topic is entertainment. I'm going to talk about 2018 right here for a minute, okay? 2018, y'all, okay? As soon as all these announcements started to come out, first you got Maze Runner, Jumanji 2, which, by the way, I went to go see that. That shit was kind of trash. I'm not even going to lie to you. Wasted a ticket on that. I only went to see it for my boy Nick Jonas. I'm not going to lie to you. I only went to go see it for him. But, you know, Jack Black, he hasn't been on screen in years. You know, the programming they have with that there, that was kind of unsettling. And then, you know, The Rock was in it, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is one of those overrated comedians, too. Like, he's funny, but he's overrated as hell. Like, he's really overrated. To me, you know, you guys ever seen the movie Get Hard? Well, to me, like, you know, Will Ferrell and him, to me, like, yeah, Kevin Hart was funny and stuff, but to me, Will Ferrell, like, he's kind of funnier, in my opinion. But, hey, who am I to say? Who am I to say anything? But, yeah, I wanted to go see Jumanji. You know, it was kind of trash. And yeah, it was kind of trash. But anyway, so, you know, we got, oh my goodness, there's so many movies coming out. Like, we got Adrift, which is coming out with Shane Lee Woodley and Sam Claflin. Now, y'all, I'm a big Divergent and Hunger Games fan, and to see that mini trailer, oh my goodness, y'all, I'm gonna go see that movie. That movie looks so good. See what I'm talking about? I'm such a fangirl. Don't worry, guys, I'm just a teenager. I'm not no adult. It would be something else if there was an adult coming on here talking about all this whining and, you know, oh my goodness, I'm such a fangirl, you know what I'm saying? But, oh my goodness, that movie looks so good. It was supposed to be Shailene Woodley and Miles Teller, which was, if you don't know who Miles Teller is, that was Peter from Divergent. They were supposed to be in the movie, but Miles Teller kind of dipped on her and said, no, I'll find somebody else. And I'm so glad he did that, because Ben Sam Claflin is way better looking than Miles Teller. And then we have the fourth Purge coming out, which... I know a lot of people think the Purge movies are trash. I like them, you know, don't hate on me. The first one was trash. Let's all agree on that. The first one was trash. The second one was decent. The third one was fire. The third one, y'all. If you haven't watched Election Year yet, get on it. Get on it, for real. And, we got that coming out, and then we got Incredibles 2. Now, let's flame Disney for a second, okay? Because I'm getting mad at Disney, okay? It took them how many years to come up with the second one? Let's think about that now. And it took them how many years? I think they're just revamping or just reviving some of these old series. Next thing you know, they're going to be coming out with a High School Musical 4 up in here, because they ain't got no money. They ain't got no ideas, okay? They're dry, you know, they're dry in the well for ideas. You understand me? They're dry. Disney's basically dead at this point. I mean, can we just agree on that? I mean, seriously, they coming out with these trash movies talking about Frozen 2. Ain't nobody gonna want to see that. Oh my goodness. Nobody wants to see a Frozen 2. Oh my goodness. But anyway, then you got, there was a trailer that really got me pissed, y'all. Now, I understand Julie Andrews can't sing anymore. I understand it. But there's no rhyme or reason to make a second Mary Poppins. Did y'all see that? Oh my goodness, y'all. A second Mary Poppins without Julie Andrews is like making a second Sound of Music without Julie Andrews. What are you doing? Like, Julie Andrews, her voice is beautiful, okay? Her voice is beautiful. Why would you make a second Mary Poppins? Unless you were dead on money, okay? Let's just keep it real here. And there's shows. Back in the day, Disney used to be so good with shows, and they're just trash now. And then we're going to talk about other shows now. We're going to talk about Walking Dead, which, by the way, I hate, like, I love the time slot, but I also hate it at the same time, because, like, right now, Walking Dead's on, like, at this moment, and, oh, there goes the numbers go down, yeah, the numbers just went down, everybody's gone. Anyway, Walking Dead's on, kind of trash, like, everybody's kind of, like, really mad, because they said, all I wore, and nothing's going on. Like, I'm just ranting about, you know, teenager shit. Come on, you know, I get to do that once in a while. And then I'm kind of disappointed, but this particular episode that I'm gonna watch as soon as I get off of here is Jadis and Negan, because Negan's boy Simon shot up all her people and, you know, oh, crazy stuff. And I hope she's going to try and whoop him, but she's not going to be able to do it. She just, look at her Star Trek looking behind. She's not going to be able to whoop him. But, and then we got the Originals this coming April, which is a show on the CW. And, man, I got into the Vampire Diaries and the Originals, and I'm just telling you, I can't wait. And it's going to be the last season, though. Vampire Diaries was done last year, and the Originals is going to be done this year. I'm so upset, y'all. And then we got the 100, that season coming out this April. Also another show on the CW. Oh, my goodness. I'm starting to get into that show. Oh, my God. I love this show, guys. I can't. You know, of course, they got to slip their lesbian agendas in there and their gay agendas into all these shows, of course. You know, this is what I'm talking about. But we got a caller. Hello? Hello?
Hey, Taylor. How you doing?
Good.
I'm over here listening to you, huh?
I'm talking about these shows right now, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know. I'm over here trying to not hear the spoiler alert for Walking Dead. I've not tuned in this whole season. I haven't tuned in to Fear
really?
The Walking Dead.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, Cam. Now, did you see the Fear the Walking Dead trailer? Oh, my goodness,
yeah,
man. They got Morgan on it this season.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I got to catch up with this season. I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
Wait. Where's everyone else? What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so excited, y'all. Y'all have no idea. I'm so excited because, listen, at this point in the game, Fear the Walking Dead is probably going to do better than The Walking Dead. I know that's a bold statement, but it's true because Fear the Walking Dead is moving quicker. It's moving quick. Like, if you've seen the third season of Fear the Walking Dead, everything was like that. Bodies dropping. One after the other.
I think I got up to season two, of Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Yeah, where they got off the boat and they were in...
Oh, man, who's your favorite character on that show? Because I like a few. I like actually two, though.
I can't lie, man. I like the brother so far. You know,
he seems like he knows what's going on. Yeah, me too. I like him, too. Nick, and I like Victor. Victor, the black gay dude. But, yeah, he's like, cool and stuff. But sometimes, like, you know who I really like, though? The old Spanish dude. Oh, he keeps it 100 on that show.
Yeah,
oh, man.
He's so raw.
Yes, he's the OG. Oh, come on now.
Yup, that guy, he knew the deal the whole time. He knew the ugly side of people, right? He knows the ugly side of people.
Yeah. Yep. You know how I don't like, though, Alicia and her mom. Oh, gosh. Alicia, you know when you got them girls in those shows who try and act like they're all tough and everything, and they're just really just there, you know? Oh my goodness, Alicia!
But those are the ones that
will
leave you. Those are the ones that will leave someone stranded at the worst time, right?
Yeah.
Like, where'd the Jeep go? On some stuff.
Oh, man, but I'm so excited. 2018 is a great year for entertainment. I was just talking about boredom, and I don't understand how you have all these good shows and movies coming out this year, and you out here bored? Mm-hmm. Talking about hit me up in the DM. Hell no. I'm going to tell you to go watch one of these shows.
Right? Well, you're talking about the creativity, too. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Like, the resources that young folks have at their fingertips right now. Like, listen, I was trying to make movies when I was, 15, 14, 12 years old. This was back in the 90s now, where we didn't even have the equipment to edit it and everything. It would cost, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars just render your VHS to digital and then edit it. Like,
oh, God. Nowadays don't even know about them VHSs, man. I still got some downstairs, the Wiggles.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, man, I grew up in those days. I ain't that young. I know about when you bought cartridges in 2001. I just caught the end of the 90s, yo. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. But you see how awake and on point you are? I feel like everybody your age should be like that or some level of that.
Oh, God, yes. Exactly. I got so much time on my hands. As soon as I got a tablet, I was like, let me go look into some stuff. I'm like, man, I got all this information at my fingertips, and I'm not going to do nothing with it. That's just foolish. That's foolish.
I'm telling
and then,
you.
All these good movies, I'm going to list some out, some recommendations and stuff. There's a couple good movies from, like, that are kind of old, but they have really good film work in it and just are really good in that way, and they're just really well put together stories. Snowpiercer, I love Children of Men.
Oh my goodness,
yo, I got that for Christmas this year, and I was like, yo, I'm about to watch this every single day.
That is my movie. Did you see how they film that movie? Like,
yes,
the continuous action scene.
When you break it down, you gotta look at the film work and the angles and the lighting. Oh my God, I love it.
Like, they would do an action sequence, you know, 10-minute long action sequence, and not break, not cut one camera. Like, people flipping
over motorcycles,
like, and unbreaking, like, that's masterful.
Great
camera work right there.
Yes, and then,
They actually,
you continue, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just gonna say, that movie Bushwick that came out, that movie is a good, like, Peep the Propaganda movie, a predictive programming movie. And the way they did the camera work on that one was similar.
Yeah. We got a couple other movies like that, too, like Geostorm, that really show it. 2012, I remember 2012, everybody was talking about that movie. I just got on that train now. Man, I love that movie. That's Woody Harrelson in that movie is, like, relatable. His character is so relatable as hell. Like, he been telling all these people screaming from the mountaintops, telling them all about this stuff, and he was just at the last minute. Everybody started to realize that's how I feel right now.
Right. Oh yeah, you already know, and they put that reoccurring character in a lot of movies. Can't think of any off the top right now. Do you know what I'm talking about? They seem crazy, but then they actually know what's going on.
Know what they're talking about exactly?
Independence Day, right? Independence Day. Randy, Dennis Quaid, right? Or was he Randy Quaid? Randy Quaid. The pilot.
I can't remember.
The drunk, crazy pilot who had been abducted in Vietnam, and everyone thought he was crazy until the UFO came back.
Mm-hmm. Then we got, I'm trying to think, this other movie I'm talking about. Man, we're just talking about, oh goodness, but I'm just going to list off, you know, some ones that you probably already know. You know, Hunger Games, catching Divergent series. There's a couple other good ones that are kind of like, you know, B-rated films. The Rover, that one's pretty good. I like the film work in it, but it's kind of like one of those silent movies where it's kind of like, for the most part, they're not talking.
I never saw that.
There's another one that I'm thinking of right now. Can't think of it. But there's a lot of good movies out there, guys. And it's just to do nothing with it is just, like, ridiculous to me. It's really ridiculous. Oh, and then we got Dredd. That's another good movie. Demolition Man. Now, that's the old one for you. New one's pretty good, too. But people don't know about Demolition Man, man. Go back and watch that movie, guys. That movie has a lot of predictive programming in it. Like, when you would curse and they would reprimand you for it and charge you for it. That's the future, y'all. That's really the future. These movies out here, I'm telling you. Can you think of any at the moment?
Oh, man. What about the Blade Runner 2049? Did you see that?
But I've heard of it before.
Have you seen the original Blade Runner?
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, you gotta check it out. Check out Blade Runner. That's like 81, but it's so it's telling, like, that's where we're moving to right now. That's where we're pretty much at, like, one world corporation. They just throw in the robots and the synthetics and the cyborgs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a regular story in the midst of that universe. And then 2049 is a continuation of that, like 30, 31 years later. It's crazy how they did that one. That's another
I'll
good series.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out for sure, for sure. And then we got V for Vendetta. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you like a play vibe, you know, like it gives you one of those, you know, play vibes with the mask and how everything's set up and everything. But that's a legendary movie. I love it. Then we got The Road, which is about a father and his son and a catastrophe, you know, end of the world type stuff. Yeah, that one's really kind of underrated too. Yeah, it's a decent movie. I don't like the ending though, but it's a good movie. We just got a whole bunch of other movies out here. Go look at Lucy's another good one. My boy Will recommended me to that. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, District 9. Yes, I've seen it before. I just could never really, like, get to the ending because of all the gruesome stuff in it. The game part was, man, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
But,
and that's telling, that movie.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I know what I was going to say. Battle in Seattle. I'm pretty sure that one is still free up on YouTube with Woody Harrelson. You got a whole bunch of other people in there. The girl from Fast and the Furious, the one that was married to Vin Diesel. Oh,
Michelle
my
Rodriguez.
Goodness. Yeah, there's a quote in that movie, and I can't think of it right now because I got it written in my notes. But that movie is amazing. If you guys want to know about martial law and stuff, and you guys want to paint a picture for you, that movie will paint a picture for you guys, because some of these people here really do need a
Is that based on 1999?
No, it's about this, they were going to do a protest in Seattle, and it kind of got out of hand and stuff. Let me pull it up. And then
Based on 99, because there was some crazy protest in the 90s in Seattle. Like,
yes, that's exactly what it is. Organization arrived in Seattle for negotiations that were closed to the public, concerned about globalization. Come on now. This is when I watched that movie, I was like, it's one of those movies where it like connects to now. Like, it really does.
That's what I was about to say, because that movement is what sparked off. Even when Bush came into the office, there were mass protests. When he wanted to go into Iraq, there was the largest worldwide protest ever in the history of Earth. And
do you know who
then
else
you had
in that
like,
movie?
Who?
The guy, Outkast. He's in that movie too.
Andre
that guy.
What? Andre 2000?
Yes. Yeah,
and that's what led into like Occupy Wall Street, even the Tea Party and all that stuff, like mass protests against the government in this modern era. It really started in the mid to late 90s, especially 90s, with Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy movie, guys. Go check it out. You know, Channing Tatum, you got Woody Harrelson, one of my favorite actors of all time, Woody Harrelson. But anyway, any final thoughts, man? Yeah.
No. I know we gotta wrap it up.
I'm gonna take the L for that one. No, but it's like when you hop on, it's like, man, we get to talking and stuff, you know? It's like,
We gotta make this happen again, man. Maybe you come over to the next hour.
We should get that going sometime, you know. Anyway,
definitely. And no real final thoughts, man. Just keep moshing it up, Scar Shaley. You know, it's always good chopping it up with you and listening to the show. I love listening to the show. You're freaking hilarious.
She said, tell Cam he knows about it. That's what Cindy said.
What'd she say?
She said, tell Cam you know better.
Yeah, I do. Let me get off this line, Scar Shaley. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Asby. Check out our website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. We're on SoundCloud. We're also on iTunes, YouTube. Check us out on Instagram, too. Tune in next week, Sunday at 9 to 9.30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to On the Wake Up Radio. I'm Scar Shea. This has been Scar Shea Report. See you next week.